here we are today talking about breakups.
The last 2 days was my first time that I like didn't cry all day.
First, you're like grieving this person.
Yes. That's what I feel. Yeah. Someone messaged me the other day. She was the only person that messaged me and I loved it. She said, congratulations.
That's what I always say. I think breakups are exciting.
Oh my God, do they see me? Yes.
I'll overshare a little bit.
Okay, this segment's gonna be a little different. We're all a little drunk, okay? We are in Austin, Texas. Welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. We are on yet another trip and we're in Texas. I've never been to Austin before and I hear that Austin is a lot of fun and we are here for South by Southwest weekend. We just got back from the airport and we're in a little bit of a rush because we need to get ready to go out now. And another big event going on this weekend is Unwell, which is obviously the network that I do this podcast through, has a house. And I was confused at first. I was like, is it actually a house or is it like a pop-up? It's actually a house. We just drove by it on the way back from the airport. There's already girls lined up outside around the corner. They're all drinking. I was looking through my tag stories. Everyone's been pre-gaming in line for hours. And tonight they have Big Al's Bar. So there's a big party outside and the house is basically set up like the whole backyard has like two bars, there's a carbone station for pasta, there's a stage, they're gonna have a live performance. Like it's like a big playground back there and I'm really excited to get there. It's gonna be a quick one because we're only here for 2 days and then I'm going to LA, but somehow we have so much stuff packed into these 2 days that we will not be sleeping much. And it's a very work hard, play hard weekend because yes, the stuff we're doing, like tonight, for example, is like going out and fun. But then I'm also, you know, getting up. Ooh, I forgot about this. We're going to have some guests on this weekend. I'm speaking on this panel tomorrow, which I don't even really know what I'm speaking about. And I have to also figure that out. But we're also in Austin and we want to have fun. So welcome back. Here we go again. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. We're in Texas. Yeehaw. Wait, speaking of that, I was really confused on the vibes here because the invitations that Unwell was sending out, it made it seem like very like Western and cowboy. So I was like, oh my God, I got a hat, I got my cowboy boots. I was like, oh, I'm ready to go. And then when I was packing, which was this morning, because I'm never going to learn to pack ahead of time. Like I don't know why I always think that I can do it and I can't do it. I cannot do it. And this trip is like a 2 week long trip because after this, we're going right to LA, which we'll get into next. But I just don't know why I thought that I could go out the night before, wake up at 9 a.m. I was a little bit hungover and deciding to pack for a 2-week trip. And it was just a complete disaster. I had to text Braxton. Of course, he came to save the day. But I was like, please help me pack because I have actually no idea what to put in the suitcase right now. And like, I just had no time before we had to leave for the airport. It's so wild because last week we were all the way in Paris and now we're in Texas. And then after this, we're going to LA. And I'm like, what is my life? Like, how is this the reality of my life? And, you know, I always said that I wanted a job that allowed me to travel around a lot. Like when I was growing up, that was like on my bucket list. I was like, I just want a job that allows me to travel. And we are doing it. So this weekend is going to be a lot of fun, but also a lot of work. And I feel like some people, I don't know, they think that I'm just like always going out all the time. And I'm doing both over here. We're doing both. And I'm actually pretty good at getting both done. And honestly, I'm just so grateful that I get to bring you guys along with me on these trips. So we are in for a big weekend in Austin. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to the show wherever you're watching it. I love you guys and I need to get in the bathroom and do my makeup and get ready to go out tonight. We're running a little late. We're like 2 hours late. Goodbye.
This ain't Texas, but I'll hold 'em. We're ready for Austin night one. Getting ready didn't really go as planned because I knew this was gonna happen because I packed this morning. And I forgot the top that I was supposed to wear with this. And then I was like, oh, I should wear a bra with this. And I was like really ready to wear the bra. And then I was like, wait, that doesn't seem like a good idea either. So we're going with a t-shirt. The suitcases are everywhere. This is the ironing board. Braxton ironed my skirt for me. He's the best. We're running a little late, so we have to go. And we're going to Big Al's bar. So we're in for a fun night. And then afterwards, Braxton and I are thinking that we just want to go out in Austin and kind of just frolic and maybe find some bars and dance and meet some people and have a good night. I hear Austin's really, really fun. So I think this should be easy. I don't think that should be a struggle. The Unwell House looks insane. We were driving back from the airport. There was a huge line outside and I like rolled down the window in my Uber and I like stuck my head out and everyone was saying hi and everyone was like in the line pre-gaming. Like, these girls have been drinking for hours, so I need to play a little bit of catch up right now. I shoved my face with some chicken wings when we got back here, some spicy wings. And yeah, we have to go. It sounds like a party out here. Like, I hear music. There's people like screaming and singing outside. This seems like my type of town. I'm also gonna be really embarrassed if it's not that Western here because I didn't bring my cowboy hat because I was like, I don't think that's the vibe, but I have my cowgirl boots on. And like, I just don't know, like, are we being like the Chugi tourists? Like, probably, but whatever. Braxton.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on. Oh, there he is.
I told you we're ready.
He's ready. And Braxton copied my outfit tonight.
Who do you think laid it out first?
I'm scared. Why am I nervous?
I don't know.
Chest bump.
You got that nervous energy. That's what it is. You ready? Feel good? You ready to rock? Stop.
Now that I'm watching this outfit video back, I'm kind of thinking I should wear the bra.
Ooh.
I just was worried about, like, my stomach, like, if I want to, like, sit and slouch, like, I just don't want to be worried about it. But now I'm kind of like, wait, that might look a little better. Should I do the bra?
We had this same conversation 25 minutes ago.
This is the bra on. Is it too much?
See, all of a sudden, you put it on, you second guess yourself.
I'm already feeling self-conscious. I think we should change back. I'll just put the shirt back on. Guys, I don't know. Sorry. T-shirt, I'm loving it. T-shirt time, let's go. Got a little no room, a pickup truck. Daddy's right down there. Do they play country music here?
Come on now. It's still Texas.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm ready.
Do we have the car?
Yeah. Okay. Mama got the car.
I think you gotta say something.
Just a little pregame to the bar, some coffee. Why am I so nervous?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think it's anxious excited.
Probably excited, exactly.
There was a lot of people out there when we passed the first time. And that was, what, 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready. For the honky-tonk and the donk-donk. I'm excited to see the Earl girls and dance with them. But every time I go out with them, it's always, like, ends up in a really, really dark hole. Because
That's why you're nervous.
Everyone is so fun. And they're just too fun. Like, when I was with them in Chicago, that was... I had a flight the next morning after there was an Unwell event in Chicago. I actually don't think I've ever been that down bad in my life.
So we're going to go through a back entrance.
We got that back entrance.
Hookah. Right?
It's so corny.
Is that the line?
Yeah. It's the line.
And then there should be a back alley here, right?
Yeah, should be able to take a right up here.
Do they see me?
Yeah, because of the light.
Oh.
keep going. Keep going. Okay.
So, I don't know how Alex is drinking this like it's water. And
I don't know either because it's good.
Is it though? The same thing. We're going to go say hi to all of the Unwell crew outside because I understand there's capacity, but we don't give a fuck about capacity. So we're coming to you, okay? Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Party in the streets.
Okay. I think you just had an accent.
Going outside to say hi to everyone that couldn't get in because of capacity because so many people showed up. So we're going to go outside and say hi.
Let's go to Texas.
Into the streets we go.
Welcome to Austin.
You guys live here?
Yeah, they're all
I've been here for like 2 hours.
Okay,
so I'm
loving
it. Having a great time.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
I love your podcast.
Thank you. So nice to meet you guys.
Oh, take a picture. Yes, girl. Oh my God. Alex, we love you. We love
you. Alex. Oh my God.
Let's rage. They are going to play tonight and we're going to get fucked up and we're going to die again.
It's a little cup. It's good.
Basket goes in water.
Hot water.
4 minutes.
Four minutes.
Open sauce jar. Mussels.
Okay.
Pour jar in pan.
Whole jar?
No, not for that much. Do like 3/4. Let's get that.
Chef says that's good.
Yes, chef.
Okay, we got a rooster of heavy cream here. Oh, it kind of comes out the mouth of the rooster here when you pour it.
Okay. Here we go.
We're going to bring this up to simmer.
Cooking with Al.
The show no one knew they needed.
Yes.
Oh, Alex!
It looks so good.
Welcome.
Hi.
Okay. We're just waiting for this to simmer right now. We have the pasta boiling in here.
You made this?
Yeah.
From scratch.
So, yeah, we're just waiting for the pasta boiling.
I'm just like finishing mine.
Yeah, sure.
Am I allowed to stop?
Yes.
Everyone's out. The party's over. That was a lot. I'm honestly unaware how I'm still, like, standing and functioning. Like, I think I'm okay. Maybe I don't look okay, and I'm gonna watch this back and be like, But that was insane, and everyone brought the vibes. And this space, honestly, also brought the vibes. So, you come in through here. I'm gonna walk you through. We have a little bar over here, and then there's a stage. So there was a live band, they were performing. There's a little like photo section over here. And I came in here and I was just shocked. I'm also, I'm a little drunk right now, so I don't know how great this is gonna sound. Let's go through here. But in here we have another bar. Like, this is the coolest space ever. They told me they like have this event space rented out for fun things, and I was like, I'm coming back here for my wedding. I love it here. And then this, okay, somehow I did not expect this, but I spent my whole night making pasta. That was not planned, but back here we had the Carbone tent. Honestly, was such a great turnout. Like, this was just the best night ever, and I'm loving Austin, but I've only seen Austin in these quarters so far, so the Earl Girls recommended a ton of spots for me to go out tonight. Holy hell, this was a long night, and I need to pee right now. But we had a lot of fun, and I took a lot of shots with you guys. And we have a panel in the morning that we're speaking on, so work hard, play hard. We're gonna get both. We're gonna do both. Off to the clubs. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Guys, going out last night was a bad idea. Starting with Big Al's. We were there. We had so much fun. I loved meeting all the Earl girls. One brought me a hat that said Austin that was so cute and I was wearing around the whole night. And then somehow I was on pasta duty. I went to the Carbone station and started making pastas. I thought it would be like a 10-15 minute thing, like I make a bowl of pasta and leave, but I like really was enjoying it, I guess. And I made like batches of pasta for like hours. And then I also at the same time, because you guys are crazy, you guys were like begging me to feed you shots, so I start pouring tequila in these cups, and then we ran out of cups, so I just started pouring it straight in everyone's mouth, and then the people, I don't know actually who was handing me bottles of tequila, and then I kept feeling like we had to finish the bottles of tequila, so this turned into like a 2-hour excursion of me making pasta for everybody, and then also pouring shots in everyone's mouth, and I probably looked like a mad woman, and I don't even want to see that footage. It was a lot of fun. And then we decided to go out after. It was also daylight savings. I had no idea, so we lost an hour of sleep. Austin's, like, really cool because, I don't know, I feel like in Miami we don't have this. Like, there was just, like, a whole strip, like, a whole street of just, like, bars, and I don't know, it was just such a fun vibe. You guys were giving me so many recommendations on where to go. So we went to this one place, which was kind of, like, I don't know, like a loungy type of feel, clubby type of feel. And we were there and I was starving. So we ordered pizza to the club. And then we were like, oh, could the bottle girls bring the pizza in with like lighters and everything? So they brought it in and we were all just like munching on this pizza. Like cheese was like hanging from my mouth. It was getting pretty gnarly in there. The bottle girl was like, oh my God. She was like, I like have like a really random like favor request, and I was like, yeah. And she was like, can you sign my tits? Like, if I bring you Sharpie, can you sign my tits? And I was like, yes. So I'm like literally with this bottle girl, and she was so sweet, and I'm like holding her boobs. I'm like, you have great boobs, and I'm signing it with the Sharpie. And then I was like, you know what, maybe it's time for me to go home. Look at this pizza being brought into the club. We might need to overlay this if you guys can't see this, but we were having fun with the pizza in there, and everyone in the club was looking at us like, what are these people doing? But I sat down and I was hungry. And now we're getting ready for the WWD panel. So we're switching into business mode over here, and I have to pull it together. So have a few espresso shots in here. I actually really love speaking on panels or whenever I get to do public speaking. I've always liked public speaking, even though it scares me, and like right before, you guys will probably see, I like freak out and I'm like, I can't do this, I don't know anything. But then I just remember I'm speaking about myself. I know me. And I just try to like calm down, but once I get up there, I'm always fine. And I love being able to like take these speaking opportunities because I don't know, I just feel like it's cool. It's hopefully helpful and insightful for other people. I get to share some stuff that like when I was starting out, I wish I was able to hear. So I do really, really enjoy it, and I'm grateful that I get to do these. I love them. We're going over the questions for the panel today. Just to make sure I know what I'm talking about. Usually before you do any type of like speaking engagement, they'll send you, whether it's just like broader topics or exact questions. And even when they do send you the exact questions, it never really, it usually goes a little bit more conversationally, so some things pivot and then there's questions off of those questions, but they like to send it to you so you have like a pretty good idea of what you're talking about. We are ready to go. Business Big Al has been activated. I'm feeling better. Brain fog is going away, and if I mess up, just is what it is. Hot mess, that's fine. Let's go.
Excited?
Yep, I'm excited. Not nervous at all. We're in the Uber now.
We're off to the WWD panel. I don't know where we're going, but I think this must be where I think there are a lot of other panels for South by Southwest. So maybe I'm lying, but I think so. So I think it'll be cool to see, and maybe we'll stop and watch some others. And then afterwards, we're getting ribs, because I'm hungry and a little nauseous, but that's okay. No one will know. We'll kick it into action up there. No one will know a thing. We'll just smile and wave. Alright, we got here. We made it. We're in the green room right now, so we have some snacks over here. Been having some water. And then we're just really sitting here and waiting until it's my turn. The nerves are starting to go away a little bit, but I always get a little bit flustered before going on. But it's exciting. It looks like a good turnout out there. There's people waiting outside and a nice little, you'll see down there, but there's like two couches that we're going to be sitting on talking to each other. So it should be good, and I'm excited, and now we just wait. I'm excited to be in Austin. We just got in yesterday, so we haven't even been here for a full day yet. I start getting sweaty.
Yeah, because you're nervous.
Clammy girl.
Let me see.
It's not that bad yet.
Oh, it's not. You're good.
You should feel my arm.
Nah, I'm good there. I'll take your word for it.
We're ready. We're not nervous. We're ready?
Yeah.
Me screaming at him. We're ready?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Go kill it, baby.
We are ready for this.
Ready. The past year has been such a whirlwind. For years and years, I was posting on social media and I really enjoyed the TikTok platform. I was like, you know, I want to try and make something out of this, and you know, not really anything came of it. I started struggling with acne really bad. There was one day I was so insecure about the skin on my face, and I was like, you know what, I'm so down bad. I posted a photo from like months and months back where, you know, my skin looked perfect, airbrushed, and I posted it on Instagram. And as soon as I did that, I felt so guilty after, because I was like, I'm just like almost like projecting, you know, because I was like, that's just not how I look right now or how I feel right now. And I realized it was just being fake. So I took it to social media and started sharing my acne journey. And the second that I started just being like honest and candid with my audience is when I started to get an audience and a community. I'll overshare a little bit, probably more than I should sometimes. People are like, TMI. But I think that's the thing that's special about the relationship I have with my audience, is I try not to set any type of boundaries, and I try to just let them in on my life and get them to, you know, feel like they really, really know me and share the good and the bad. We just got out. We made it. Now we're off to ribs, but that was a lot of fun. That was cool to speak with everyone, and I like the questions part. I like talking with people, so that was good. You know, I sweat probably like 10 pounds out during that, and now we're off for some ribs, baby back ribs.
Hi,
Hi. I feel good. Like, I think I got my points across that I wanted to get across, and then it also, like, it got a little fun in there once I think we opened up the questions to the audience. It just like made me feel very comfortable. Everyone was really welcoming, so it was a good environment, and I ended up being able to like chill a little bit more. Baby Q in Austin with my sweaty pits because I'm nervous. Or I was nervous. Now I'm happy. Woo, woo, woo. We should get a drink. Oh, baby, we're getting real. We got a saddle. Saddle up, baby. Last night Braxton threw up a Zeta sign for these girls, and now Braxton's the face of Zeta. So
we got a lot of different universities tagging me.
It's okay. I was in Zeta though, so that's fine.
doing it again.
Okay, we're leaving barbecue now. We picked up Remy. Now we're going back to the hotel to go chill out before we go in honky tonk, I guess. We're honky tonking tonight.
Staying in a museum?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I'm delusional. That's why I'm laughing. Oh, fuck. Okay, we'll move this stuff. Guys, welcome to... I don't really know what type of podcast setup this is right now. We kind of made shift. We just pulled some chairs over here. We got some blankets and we're going to sit down and have a little girl talk because Remy and I were out last night. And I don't know, you know, when you're just like, you're having a few drinks, you're talking to a friend. And like, we were just talking and we were like, this would be so good for other girls to hear. Just like so helpful. And I feel like Remy and I have like a funny backstory meeting situation
yes.
that also leads into this. So we're sitting down today and we're having some girl talk. And actually the first time that Remy and I ever talked, ever, I actually talked about you on my panel today.
What did you say about me?
So when I started to blow up on social media, I guess, which I hate saying that.
Not
it's like
I
so
guess.
Weird.
I know I do the same thing. Yeah.
Remy reached out to me and DM'd me and I was talking about, cause someone was like, oh, did you find a team? Like, how did you find a team to work with?
Yeah.
And I was like, Remy Bader actually DM'd me and she was like, hey girl, like, do you need some help or like what's going on? Cause she was like, I know you must be stressed out. And I always say to this day, like, Remy is such a good person because I don't think a lot of people would do this. She called me for like 3 hours on the phone and she was explaining things to me and I was like, wait, I don't understand what an agent is. And she was like, no, but it's different than a manager. And I was like, I'm so confused and stressed. And I was sitting in the CVS parking lot. Remy talked to me for like 3 hours.
I remember it was around like Christmas time.
Yes.
I was like with my family. I'm like, I'm going upstairs to talk to this girl. Like,
yeah.
I want to help her.
And the first thing you were like, just get a lawyer first. Just get a lawyer. And I did. And Remy connected me with all of the people that I work with now, which I feel like a lot of people just are like selfish in some ways and wouldn't do that. So like, that to me has always stuck out about you.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for that.
No, I think it's important, especially when I see it was all starting to happen. And I was like, I had no one to go to at that time.
I knew nothing.
I didn't know. No one does, though. It's like
yeah.
a world like there was no TikTok before this. So it's
yeah.
like when you specifically like come up on TikTok, it's like I just like knew what you were probably thinking. And at that point, it kind of was like starting to blow up for you. And I'm like, you're definitely having a million people reach out. And thank God, I remember like randomly when Meghan Trainor used to comment on my videos, I was like,
yeah.
can I talk to you? I was like, can I, like, can we chat? And she's the one who told me,
really?
Get a freaking attorney.
Really?
And that's why I told you that. And then I did it a little backwards. A lot of people get like a manager first. I got agents first
mm-hmm.
by literally like reaching out on LinkedIn. But then I just learned so much from it that whenever I see people doing it wrong or like getting
yeah.
a bad team around them or something, it's like, I just like want to help.
So thank you for that because I would probably not be where I am right now if
you
I was.
You still would.
But seriously, like that was so amazing. And I always say Remy is the best for that. And also one of our first DMs, which I feel like we need to pull up, is actually hilarious.
I texted her yesterday, said I scrolled back, I wanted to see what her first conversation was, and I reached out just being like, oh, I want to help, blah blah, like let me know if you need help. And you literally responded, oh my god, you are so sweet for that. I honestly have been crying for the past 24 hours because I've been so overwhelmed and thought it would be fine keeping sharing my breakup online, and holy shit, I was wrong. I literally did not think that many people cared about me and did not know people would record my lives. I'm so dumb. I've been lost and everything with management. I don't know what to do. I'd love to call you or something. You're so sweet, thank you so much. And then I was like,
please,
okay, let's set up a call.
She caught me in like a depressive episode there because I was like, I had gone through a really public breakup, which you guys have heard about a million and one times because I've shared it on here so many times, but like I didn't understand. And it's a lot going through a breakup, one, and then two, going through a breakup when you have an online presence, which I don't think at that time I even like knew that I had, like
yeah.
my mind just wasn't there yet. So I posted some things that I regretted, and you know, you live, you learn. But it's so funny because here we are today talking about breakups, and
yeah.
you just
you're like yeah.
Yeah.
I just went through a breakup.
I didn't want to say it. I was like
and yeah, I think it that's why we were saying it's so full circle.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, we have to talk about this because I do think it is hard when we're both, I feel like we're both online as people that just share a lot.
Yeah.
And not everyone does that online. And I think it's really hard to pick and choose what you share, especially when it's like, I don't know, I like sharing my vulnerable moments. But then you're in this state of mind, and after, yeah, sometimes I regret it too. The first, I posted one video about the breakup I really did regret, and it was like a second, and I was crying, and I deleted it because I was like, you know what? I can share my experience,
yeah,
but I don't need to like bring someone else down online.
Yeah.
And
I really did not listen to that one.
But I didn't either.
I had a like shit talking yeah. spree on my life. Right. Like,
and I think and I think it's hard because it's like no one, you know, people will say about that, like, oh, get her offline. And I see like the comments and what people say, but it's like, it's so hard when your job is also your life.
Yeah.
And I've never gone through a breakup anymore. How old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23. I'm 29. Not like age matters, but it is, in my mind, it's crazy. It's like, I've never gone through a breakup and I'm 29.
Yeah, this is your first breakup.
First boyfriend. And I think there's like, I'm happy I like made that boundary in my head, and I did end up making another video where I just was like, I'm going to talk about myself and my experience right now and how I'm struggling with this. Yeah. But I don't need to speak about that specific person and what happened, because there are some things that are meant to be kept secret and to yourself, even yeah. if you do want to share it. And I think it's just a learning experience.
Yeah, and I think you have to protect your own peace and privacy at one point. But it's also just like, there's no rule book for a breakup. And like, breakups are so hard. And then it's like, so first you go through a breakup, right? It's like, you have to like tell your friends and family. Dealing with telling people online is a different thing. But it's like, there's such a roller coaster of emotions after a breakup. And it's like, especially if that's your first breakup. And yeah. that's like, I always say, like, I think the first breakup, first love is like,
everyone's been
that shit
that.
Will tear you down. Yeah. Like, I was actually like, I'll never see the light of day again. Yeah. And it's just so hard. And I think it's something that's so relatable to girls, which is why I feel like it's like important to share. Cause it's like, you're so lost. You're like, what do I do? And like, how do you get over a breakup?
Yeah. And I actually don't have the answer for that. That's why when I posted that video that I did keep up the like 2 days ago.
Which was so well said, by the way.
Thank you. And I even after that, I was like reaching out to Kate and my team and everyone. I was like, why did I, like, again, freaking out about it. And then I was just like, everyone's response for the majority was just like, you said that in such a way that was so relatable to people, and just like speaking about your like true emotions. And I think that is something that whenever I go back in my head, I'm like, no, I don't regret that. Like, yeah. that I don't regret. Yeah. Because the getting thousands and thousands of comments and messages of people seeing that, like, for the first time, I haven't gone through something that a lot of other people have, and they're like trying to help me.
Yeah.
And I think that is a beautiful thing, that like everyone was just trying to help each other in those comments.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was just like, and I was reading every single one. Like, I genuinely don't know what to do right now, and it feels so weird that I don't like have the answers. I'm like literally reaching out to people just like, do you have a, I saw you just went through a breakup, like, what's a book I should read, what's a podcast, like, I'm trying to get through this with having no answers. It's insane.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just so hard when you first go through a breakup, because it feels like there's no other side to it, because it's like, you become so comfortable with this person that it like becomes a part of yourself in a way, you know. It's like, you talk to this person every day, you see them every day. And I always say, like, I think a boyfriend can be like a comfort blanket, and then it's like, it gets ripped away from you, and you're just so lost. And at first it's like, well, I'll do anything to just like try and get that back, because it's like so comforting. And I think I've learned and I've seen is, I feel like some people will stay just because it feels comfortable and not because it's right. And I feel like that's so important for people to hear, is that like, you need to do what's good for you and what's going to be good for you in the long run, even if it doesn't feel good in the moment.
Yeah.
And it's like actually the hardest thing ever to do.
And we were just talking about this, that I feel like, especially I guess with the first love, I've only had one experience, but I genuinely, now being out of it only a few days, or I guess now it's been like fully almost like, I don't know, almost two weeks.
Yeah.
And I just, like, the last 2 days was my first time that I like didn't cry all day. Like, I'm just like, we were talking about
2 weeks is like very recently still. Like,
I know, I think I'm just being hard
fresh.
On myself, that I'm just like,
you have to like let yourself go through the emotions.
Yeah.
And you cannot be hard on yourself.
But I think it's that we were saying that there was like, you're wearing rose colored glasses. There are things that now you're like, oh, with my first relationship that you would never let slide now or let happen. And you know more of like what you deserve, where I'm now seeing that. And I just was like, how was I missing all of this?
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I was missing, like, all I'll say about the situation is like, regardless of what anyone thinks, is like, I was being told truly until the end that this person wants to spend the rest of their life with me. So yeah. I was blindsided.
Yeah.
Yes, there were certain actions that now I'm just like, ah, interesting. Maybe this person was distancing themselves from me. I didn't see that. But when someone's words don't match up to their actions, it's very hard to see that when you're in love with someone.
Yeah, it is very hard. And like, I always say, I'm like, being in a relationship, like, you have blinders on. Like, you are just very, you're biased to it. Because it's like, you want to believe the best in that person. And I don't know. I always say that girls always have blinders on in relationships. Because it's like, you don't know.
I think one thing for me that's been the hardest, and I'm like, no, I don't want to cry again. I said I wouldn't. Wait, my foot's cramping.
Wait, my toes always cramp and, like, curl up like this. And they get stuck.
I don't get, and I don't think I will ever understand, and I feel like whoever made this a thing that it needs to be, it's like, how do you spend every day with someone, and if it ends up that you break up, who made it a thing that you can never talk to that person again? I know it's not for everyone. Like, some people out there are like, oh, we can remain friends. I just think that that's more when you're both, like, maybe equally, like, we fell out of love, but we have so much respect for each other. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time, and what I've been getting in a lot of my comments is like, no contact, block, be done. That's the only way you could get over it. And I'm having such such a hard time with, like, being like, how is this person in my life every single day? And now I just have to, like,
well, it's like a part of you,
that I can no longer speak to you.
You know, I think a lot of that is part of the, like, coping, because it sucks in the beginning and then will help you in the long run with getting over it. Right. But it's like, that's so hard after a breakup too, because it's like, you, it's just like, oh, because we said the term breakup, right? Like, now it's like, oh, well, like, we can't talk. When it's like, okay, but just yesterday, like, things were just so normal.
That's,
and it's like,
I'm so,
it's the weirdest
by.
Thing to comprehend, and there's no rule that you have to follow. And like, I also don't know, like, I'm speaking as if, like, I'm the dating master over here, because I'm not. I'm definitely not. There is no rule to follow, but I feel like with the no contact thing, it's all, I think, out of sight, out of mind, and distracting yourself is good, which is why it's so great that, like, we're in Austin right now for South by Southwest, and it's like, you're doing all these amazing things for work, and, like, you have opportunities going for yourself, and, like, you have things to distract yourself
with. That was the first thing. Like, yesterday I was like to my parents, I was like, this is the first day I haven't, like, cried, and I was like, I feel so happy and good today, because I'm, like, working and focusing on myself and doing these panels, and, like, just, like, that is what, yes, being distracted is so helpful. I think there's a difference. I think a lot of, I'm learning, and, like, I think men handle their emotions very differently, where
they
it's
do.
Like, going out, partying, going on dating apps, like, right away, trying to get this distraction, and maybe not the healthiest, most positive way. And, like, I feel like a lot of girls right away are like, how can I heal? Or, I mean, not, I can't speak for everyone, but I'm, like, trying to
heal.
That's,
like, an actual, like, thing that I always see with breakups. It's, like, at first, the first month, the first week or whatever, it's, like, the girl, like, depressed, crying. The guy's going out, having, like, the best time ever. Then the girl, like, heals and gets over it, and it's, like, fuck this guy. And then the guy's, like, comes crawling back. They always come crawling back. The one thing about them is they will come crawling back. And it's like, ugh.
And, like, you know what? All I have to say about that is, like, because everyone's saying that, I'm like, I don't even need someone crawling back.
No, you don't. You don't.
And I will. And I'm, there's no me going back. I have enough respect for myself. But all I want is someone to be able to accept responsibility for, like, treating someone not the way they should be treated. And I think that's just what I'm like. Yeah, I think right now it's just for me, it's no contact, truly working on myself, finding anything I could do to, like, feel better and learn from this and learn what I want in my next relationship, not rushing into dating right now for me, not rushing into, you know, like, truly just focusing on myself. And everyone can do whatever is good for them.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to, I think, is the best thing that's going to help me. Healthy distractions for me, like,
healthy
working
distractions
is what's helping me the
I
most.
Think girlfriends after a breakup are so important.
My friends have been, like, so freaking amazing. Yeah. What's something for you in any of your breakups, or maybe, like, your breakup, like you said, with, like, your first love, like, and you felt like you were, like, dying, which is, like, how I've been feeling.
Yeah.
Is, like, which I know will be okay, but what is, like, what, like, helped you?
Distracting yourself. And I always say this, I'm like, you need to just go out there, do things you wouldn't do before, say yes to things, because it's like, once you just get out in the world and you just have other experiences with other humans, and it's like, you're just gonna, and I'm not saying guys, and I'm not saying, like, dating with guys, like, that's not what I'm talking about. It's just, like, going to actually do stuff. And, you know, the first, I'll say in the beginning of a breakup, it's like sit in bed, cry moment for sure. But like just getting out there and being with your friends and realizing like that there can be a life outside of the life that you had with that person, because you're so trained to think that like there can't be. And like that was your world and you need to like go out there and make a new world for yourself, you know? It's hard because I feel like with this roller coaster of a breakup, right? So it's like first you're like grieving this person.
That's what I feel. If you're grieving, it's almost it's harder like, than grieving someone that dies, because you're grieving someone still alive that you feel like you can't speak to. Like, it's crazy.
No, it is. And it's actually grief. Some grief.
It is.
And then you go through like angry phase where you're like, let's fucking go. Like,
that's been me this week.
I'm like, we're turning it around.
Like, it's like sad to anger. Like the anger gets you moving on a little bit more. Yeah.
So then it goes into like relief and like acceptance and you get over it. And like, I think on the other end of a breakup, I always say like it can be exciting, even though it doesn't sound like exciting.
It can be exciting.
And it's like just new experiences and like you have this like sense of freedom.
Someone messaged me the other day, Cami Crawford. Do you know who that is? She's a podcast. Okay. She messaged me. She was the only person that messaged me and I loved it. She said, congratulations.
That's what I always say. But then it's sometimes it's like too
soon. She said,
sorry
if it's too soon, or like, sorry if you feel certain way. I responded, no, I love this. Thank you so much. She said like, this is going to bring like all new exciting things for you.
Yeah, like,
and I just love, instead of all the people, not saying it was bad, like I've had so many amazing people reach out, but just saying like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But when you flip it in your head of being like, congratulations. And even yesterday, just having such a good day of like my panels and people coming up to me, like, you speak amazing. And like, just like all these like exciting things I have coming up. And then I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, this is good. Like, something leaves your life, but new things are going to come
into it. And it's exciting and a new experience. And what you learn from this, like, and what you learn from going through a breakup and, like, this type of, like, feeling that you've never felt before is, like, so good for yourself. Even though it doesn't feel it right now, but, like, you're going to learn so much from this. You can't stress about going back in time or changing anything. It's, like, this is what it is. And it's, like, it is sometimes, like, I think breakups are exciting. Because it's, like, good for you for changing a part of your life that like wasn't working. I just think this is so helpful for girls to hear. Thanks for coming on, Remy.
Thank
love
you for having me. I love you.
Cheers. Wait, we don't have a drink. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, off to the honky tonk. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yeah. Polish.
Is that a banana?
Gorgeous. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to another What Would Alex Do? Okay, this segment's going to be a little different because it's the end of the Austin weekend. It's the end of the last Unwell party, and we have all the Unwell people here. We're all a little drunk, okay? We've all been drinking all night, and then we were like, oh, this would be so great to podcast after. But we're going to do a What Would Alex Do for you guys because I feel like this is a fun group.
Braxton is a sweetheart.
Harry keeps calling Braxton a sausage.
He's a sausage, but we love him. He's so lovely, guys. If you can meet him, you just give him a big hug.
Harry's hyping up Braxton. So we have Harry Jowsey, Madeline Argy. Wait, I am jealous because I'm going to sound like disgusting next to you guys with your pretty accents.
Yeah,
it's true, actually.
So I'm going to read what other girls have written in, and we're going to give our advice. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
My boyfriend hooked up with my cousin while I was sleeping. She spent the night at our apartment. She finally told me,
"This is
your boyfriend hooked up with your cousin."
My boyfriend hooked up with my cousin while I was sleeping. Full stop. She spent the night at our apartment. Full stop. She finally told me.
What's full stop? Like, period?
Period.
Oh. Do you call it full stop?
Yes.
What do you say, brother?
Period.
Yeah, full stop.
It's like period.
Okay.
I never heard full stop. Okay,
I'm going to say period, full stop. My boyfriend hooked up with my cousin while I was sleeping. Full stop, period.
Basically, what would you do if your boyfriend hooked up with your cousin? What? Moral of the story.
I would tell my cousin, yo, what are you doing, brother?
Really? I feel like I'd kill my cousin and my boyfriend.
My cousin's 13.
What? 13?
Hold on. The police.
All right, this one, Harry, maybe you'll be able to weigh in on this. My boyfriend keeps liking girls' photos, bikini / showing bodies off, and I've had to tell him 3 times how it makes me feel, and he says he will stop. He does it again. For the boy, Harry, what do you think about when doing this?
If you're liking other girls' photos, you, sir, are a naughty sausage. Do you not like other girls' photos? No.
I feel like it used to never get to me, and then recently, or like the past years as I've grown up, I'm just like, just don't.
Who
do
cares?
It.
Don't like that shit.
But I feel like a lot of guys say like, oh, I don't even think. Like I'm just like tapping. No, like I don't even.
That's
think.
What I used to say. I used to say, oh my god, I would like everything on my feed.
Yeah, that's what they say. Thing.
Don't like everything on your feed. Text your girlfriend. Say she wants to go to lunch. Buy her flowers. If you're using that finger, use it to buy her flowers. That's what I'm saying.
Madeline. Okay. Anywho, don't look at that. Madeline.
Hi. I agree.
What?
You're not in for the context. Bikini photo liking.
No.
It's gross.
It's true, and it's
ew.
He must be a fan.
Yeah, he must be a fan.
Unfortunately,
I'm glad we agree
right
on this because I feel like some people really just give it up and are.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I actually used to think it was fine. I used to be like, fine.
Me too. I didn't think anything of it. Okay, but the tricky thing is, at University of Miami, every girl, so like our party outfits were bikinis and sneakers. So I was always of the thought that like, oh, my boyfriend, he's just liking like everyone's photos because they're all in bikinis. And then I feel like recently I was like, I feel like I don't like that. I was hooking up with a guy drunk and forgot I was on my period. We just kissed. Woke up in the morning to a bloody bed. I don't know how I came back from this. I was so embarrassed in the morning and was really awkward, but he still likes me and talks to me. What do you think of this? What
Who
would
gives
you do?
A fuck.
That's what I feel like you're
blood?
Getting your period. Obviously,
who cares?
It was a mistake. It's a girly thing. Yeah, right?
A little bit of blood. Like, we all bleed. Like, who cares? That's a crazy.
Have you ever had a girl bleed in your bed?
So much.
Oh, okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Are you crazy?
Harry condones bloody beds.
Yeah.
I also think it's like a womanly
natural.
Thing.
It's
she
natural.
Obviously got her period and forgot. One time I was at my boyfriend's frat party and this girl that he had a minor thing with was there and kept going up to him
minor?
When I wasn't around.
What do you mean minor?
I don't know. Eventually, maybe like it was like a prior thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking. And I have a story to follow up with this. Eventually, I was fed up, so I walked past her and told her to stop talking to him because it was so disrespectful. Then she followed both of us into the next room and started walking over to him, all smiley. So I get up and announce that I'm going to beat a bitch up in the basement and start walking towards her, and then she leaves the party. What would you have done? Someone's coming up and keeps following your significant other.
I'm breaking his jaw.
Yeah, okay. Wait, a lot of girls were writing in asking, is it true that a guy actually knows if he wants to date you after, like, the first few dates?
Yes.
You know.
We do know.
So the first date is, like, the decipher.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I feel like for girls, I don't know, I feel like if we go on a date with, like, a guy, I just feel like we go into it, like, going on a date. It's like, oh, like, I don't know what this could be. I feel like we don't, like, really categorize it.
I've done, like, fifth and sixth dates with guys that I fucking thought, like, sucked.
Really?
I was like, I'll just give him another five chances to not suck.
Yeah.
Five. Yeah.
That's the thing with girls, though, is I feel like we have too much, like, oh, they could get better.
Yeah.
We could get better. I feel like guys are, like, very cutthroat where they're like, oh, no, they suck. Like, that's not happening. But, like, girls, I feel like we're kind of like, well, maybe.
They have, like, one quality that I want.
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
one? I'm like 25. I'm myself, like, oh, you're fine.
Like, one quality?
Let's just keep going with that one.
Yeah.
Like, they actually suck, but, like, wow. I don't know. Like,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout
lucky you.
Guys.
Harry Jowsey ASMR.
Do it in your teeth. Go.
Ow.
Everyone.
We're going to have some girl talk now.
Thank
Harry,
God.
We want to have girl talk.
Ooh, I need to be.
Oh my God.
He's so enormous. I'm always surprised.
Oh wait, guys, I'm going to kill myself. I fucking hate these shoes. They're so ugly.
Wait. What? Wait, they're kind of... Wait, Madeline.
No, they're
the
cute,
thing
but
is,
not
though,
with the jeans.
Those are, oh, like, so cool. Where it's like... I was thinking about this when you came in those shoes. I'm like, I could never look fucking cool in those shoes.
I don't look cool. I look
you
like
do
I've
look
gone
cool,
hiking
though.
And stumbled
like, you're,
into
like,
an unwell event.
You're just pretty and cool and look cool in those shoes. If I wore those shoes, everyone would be like, is she okay today?
Can you hype me up like this more often?
Yeah, no, I like it. I really like them.
Thanks.
And you need to teach me how to wear, like, that.
I want to learn how to wear, like, this.
Can you walk in heels?
I thought I could, and then I saw
like,
a video.
When you go out, do you wear heels?
Like, when I... Yeah, yeah.
What's the vibe in, like, London?
I don't go out in London.
Well, but you went out with me else. In London.
Oh, I did, and I wore heels. I wore my Jimmy Choo's.
Okay. Jimmy Choo guru.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. So you can walk in heels, but you just don't prefer.
I don't
But do
prefer.
People in London wear heels?
Yeah, they do. Do you want to know something fucking crazy?
What?
The outfit I wore when we went to the box.
Yeah.
I took it off in my flat. It hasn't moved.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the exact but same like, fucking spot. Like, in my bathtub.
That's exactly how I am. And it's like, I... Clothes make the most mess that I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, I'm not dirty. I'm just messy. Like, there's a difference. Don't you
I
think?
Know. Yeah, there is a difference.
Like, I'm not stinky. Like, I smell I smell clean.
Guys, she
like,
smells
I have,
great.
I have good hygiene. I just, like... I posted, like, cleaning my room this week at home, and I'm like, at least I'm cleaning my room, but it's like, everyone's like, oh, she's disgusting. I'm like, no, like, I just, why does it have to be, like, you're disgusting if there's clothes on the floor?
I know. I think no one actually believes that. I think they just say it to say it, but...
I think they get it from me, though, because I had cockroaches in my room last year, but it was like a house in Florida, like a college house, like it had cockroaches. That wasn't from
that's
me.
Not even your fault though, because houses just have cockroaches.
Yeah, exactly, like they came with the house.
Yeah,
and they didn't come with me.
You inherited them, it's fine. You didn't bring them. No, but
having
I would have had cockroaches if those existed in the UK, but thank fucking God they don't
exist in the UK.
Is
that a thing?
No, it's not a thing. Like, we have like rats, but I've never had rats.
But there's not how would they the cockroaches like don't get over there?
No, like we just don't have them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to move there. Madeline and I are gonna have some girl time officially. We kicked Harry out, so I'm just making a drink. Do you like tequila?
Yeah, I love tequila.
Wait, do you know I was just in Paris and they were like, tequila? Like, they looked at me like I had eight fucking heads.
Really?
Like,
why?
They said, over here, it's just, like, vodka. They were like, that's such an American thing to like tequila.
But people in Paris look at you like you have eight heads, no matter what you say.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, love it. I just discovered tequila, like, 2 weeks ago when
See?
I was in L.A.
So, exactly my point.
Yeah.
You haven't had it in London.
Oh, wait, good fucking point. No, but I think that might just be me.
No, but when I was in London, we were going for drinks, and it was all, like, wine.
Yeah,
like,
it's very wine and, like...
Like, they don't, like, take shots here.
Yeah.
Like,
or it's just, like, everyone drinks so early in the UK. Like, you literally get started when you're, like, 14 and everyone drinks vodka.
That's
the
thing.
So it's very, like, vodka.
Yeah. Everyone in Europe, like, drinks earlier, and then I feel like America, it's like you don't because you're, like, not allowed to, and then you get to college and everyone goes, like, fucking crazy.
Yeah, people still go crazy at college in the UK, but, like, they, I feel like we finish drinking earlier. Like, I'm... Actually, I fucking hate saying my age. Never mind. I'm 19.
What?
Yeah, did you not know?
Wait. What? You're 19?
Yeah.
No way.
How old are you?
23.
No way.
Wait, you're making me feel like a grandma right now. Wait, there's no... Are you... Is this like... Do we have fact check on this? Is this real? She's lying.
I'm born in 2004. When are you born?
Wait, Madeline, what's happening right now?
Did you not know? Like, I can't even legally drink in this country. Thanks for pouring me a drink, Alex Al.
Wait, something's happening. You're not! I'm Googling it, because I don't believe you, and everyone's lying to me and making me feel weird. It says you're 23 years old, you motherfucker. Was this just a prank?
Yeah, sorry.
I hate you. You're a really good liar.
I know.
Like, a good quality you have?
Yeah, it's great.
That's cool. I'm a really bad liar. Like, I'm a liar that, like, when I lie, I just show it on my face and everyone knows I'm lying.
I feel so, like, you could lie to me and I wouldn't know. Try it at some point in this episode. Can you tell me a lie? And
okay,
I'll see.
I'm going to try
and detect when you finally do it.
Okay, well, I will. We're going to get back into what would Alex do, because I feel like we need to continue on with these questions. This one says, I hate my boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend. Do I invite her to my wedding? Wait, fiance's best friend's girlfriend. Do I invite her to my wedding? Ooh. I feel like you have to.
You kind of do have to, even if you hate her, I think.
But, like, that's a tricky situation.
I feel like unless you do an intimate wedding, you have to just, like, suck it up and invite her. Just, like, sit her near the toilets and, like, put her with the person that you hate the most. Like, your weird aunt. Sit them next to each other.
I feel like, are you good with being, like, exclusive with invites? Because, like, I'm the type of person that I get stressed about not inviting people. Like, even, like, my birthday parties, I'm like, I get stressed. I'm like, I don't even know this person, but, like, I feel bad, so I feel like I have to invite them. Like, I feel like I get worried about that. But recently, I feel like I've been trying to be better about that, but it's hard.
I've never sent out an invite in my life.
Why?
I've never hosted an event.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Do you know that I started having, like, my own parties when I was, like, 6 years old? Like, I've always had... Every year, like, Alex Earl's birthday
so
bash.
So on brand. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that was a lie.
Alex Earl's birthday bash at 6 years old.
And I lied to you.
Shut the fuck up!
Can you believe
no! That was so good.
Wait,
Alex.
I'm so proud of myself, and I couldn't even keep it in for more than, like, 5 seconds. But I lied.
Yeah, you told me
I should have, like, described a really crazy birthday party.
Because I would have so believed it. Would have been so good.
Yeah, but that would be on brand, so that's a believable lie.
Fuck, I fell for it. I'm not good at knowing when people are lying to me. People lie to me all the fucking time, and I just let them.
Yeah.
That's why I've been cheated on, like, 7 times, but it's fine. Next question.
Wait, can you do your American accent, please? I saw you do it on TikTok one time.
I think it's good, but everyone told me that it's Canadian. Wait, give me something to say.
Okay, say... I'm going out to the bars tonight with my friends. Should I wear this crop top or should I wear this bodycon dress?
Okay, so I'm going out. Correct me when I go wrong, please. I'm going out to the bar.
You already sound British.
Fuck. I'm going out to the bar tonight. Is it bad? Don't be mean. I'm going out to the bar.
Wait, yeah, you sound Canadian. No, but the one I saw on TikTok was really good.
I don't hear the difference
just
between
think,
Canadians.
Just
anyway,
think.
I'm going out to the bar tonight with my friends. Say friends.
That was good.
Say friends.
Friends.
Friends? No. Say friends.
Friends.
Friends. Should I wear a crop top or a bodysuit? Suit?
You were good until suit. Wait, that's good.
Suit?
Should I try a British accent?
Please.
Give me something to say.
Hello, my name's Alex Al and I'm engaged.
What is with all of this?
I don't know. Harry ruined
Hello,
it.
Hello, my name's Alex Earl and I'm engaged.
Yeah, you just sound... American. Say it again. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Just let your O, like, go like this.
Hello.
No, what? Hello.
Hello.
No, what? Hello.
What?
You go hello, what?
Oh.
Hello.
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 Yes. Yes, that was good.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to... That's like a...
It is.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Wait, fuck. Hello.
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 Hello, my name's Alex Earl.
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 Yeah, it's so close.
It's okay. Next question. What would you do if your boyfriend suddenly has a girl best friend? Like, it's obvious that she likes him and she is in my friend group. Wait.
Oh, yuck.
I feel like if one of my girl best friends became best friends with my boyfriend and it wasn't like a through me thing, I feel like that feels weird.
That's like, really,
I want
really
my
weird.
Best friends to be best friends with my boyfriend, but I don't want them to like have made this connection like they just like started texting without me and like hung out without me. That's weird.
You want them to like get along when you're all together and like know each other, but you don't want them to like go off and fucking brunch without you.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Yeah, and if she's your friend, that's doubly as, like, really weird.
Yeah.
I would kill them both. That's my advice.
In that situation, I'm always like, who do you be more mad at? Like, I feel like the girlfriend.
I would want to say the girlfriend, but then I feel like that's underestimating how intentional the guy is being. Because I'm always like, oh, men are fucking stupid. Let me just not be angry. I'm just going to, like...
But it's like the girlfriend's also being intentional.
No, yeah, that's why I'm, like, more angry at her. I'm but always more angry like- with the girl. But that's... I feel like I shouldn't... Like, underestimate, like, what the boy is doing. Because I feel like they actually know exactly
Cut
what they're doing.
Cut them off equally, but I just feel like it's shittier of a girl to do. Like, in my mind, I just feel like guys always do shitty things. So I'm like, ugh, like, whatever, he did it again.
Yeah, right.
But, like, a girl, it's like, you don't... I feel like you don't expect girls to do shitty things, but they do. And then you're like, hello.
Yeah, and it's so much worse because you didn't think they were going to do that.
Yeah, you don't think it. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm, like, preconceived with boys that if they do something wrong, I'm like, I hate you, but I'm also like... I guess it's just because you're a guy.
You just get proved right, but then if it's a girl, you get proved wrong because you, like, trusted her so much more and you're like, fuck. And then it's personal because you got proved wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate it.
Hate. And I think we need to wrap it up here. I think, I don't know if we're going out tonight. I have a flight at 7 a.m. tomorrow, so I probably should not go.
I think I do too.
Really?
Right?
To
or like 10? 12?
7
nice.
And 10 a.m.
Sucks to be you. But at least you're going to LA, so the plane will be nice. I'm going back to... Oh, you're going to LA?
I'm going to LA too. Okay, maybe I'll see you in LA. But that's enough for this episode. I mean, we have to get out of Austin. It has been a long weekend here. Thank you guys for coming along. Thanks, Madeline, for doing this with me.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.